Something really big happened yesterday at New York's Lincoln Center. 1,000 people gathered to sing a new piece by composer David Lang. It's called The Public Domain, and it was written for the Mostly Mozart Festival. One of the singers was Jeff London. He has this story on how you put together such a huge production.
I've sung at the Mostly Mozart Festival before. We sang, you know, Mozart. But as the name implies, the festival does other things too. So when they commissioned this piece, I signed up immediately. And I asked David Lang what all 1,000 of us would be singing about. Community, he said.
What are the things that everyone should share, that we all do together, that we all need? What are the things that bring us together in such a way that we might actually want to sing about it?
So Lang did a bunch of Google searches where he typed, "One thing we all share is," and once he got rid of the porn and other inappropriate answers, here's what he found.
Our pride, our favorite sandwich, our love of music. One of the most common answers or types of answers were about people saying that the thing that we have is the ability to make choices for ourselves.
One of the first steps was to gather some colleagues at Lincoln Center to try out the music.
Our favorite sandwich.
Our favorite sandwich.
Our own experience.
David has written very imaginatively quite simple music.
Conductor Simon Halsey.
But it gives us the possibility of doing very interesting things with it, because there's an element of improvisation.
It turns out all these simple phrases are building blocks for a very complex piece, with whispering, talking, shouting, and singing in kind of overlapping waves. How do you find 1,000 singers? You advertise to choirs and on Facebook. And how do you wrangle such an enormous group? You get a very organized producer like Ann Tanaka, who helped put on the opening ceremonies at the Sochi Olympics.
Well, there are a lot of Excel spreadsheets involved, a giant database full of enthusiastic singers.
Divided into 5 color-coded groups, which were then subdivided into smaller groups. My group, the Orange Strand, began rehearsals in June in Brooklyn. Our strand leader, Maria Sensi Sellner, began to teach a group of singers the music. Some were choral veterans, some were people who couldn't read a note. Over the next month, we did a lot of note plunking. A lot. And did I mention there's also choreography?
1, 2, 3. Hour, 2, up, 3.
In a way, it's every choreographer's dream is to, you know, make something for elephants and 1,000 people. Like, when do you get to do these kinds of things? Never.
Annie B. Parson created the movement.
My challenge was to make something very simple, which is, of course, complicated.
But really kind of cool. Gestures like putting your palms up or pretending to write a phrase over your head. Finally, after about 2 months of rehearsal, my strand joined 2 others, or 600 singers in total, for a mini dress rehearsal. There were moments that sounded like this. And moments where we all sang and gestured beautifully together. And I have to say, being in a group this big and this diverse, kids singing with parents and grandparents, people in wheelchairs, clusters of friends and colleagues, was really moving. But a little nerve-wracking, too. There are so many moving parts and only one chance before the performance for all 1,000 people to gather. But you know what? We did it. On what felt like the hottest day of the year, with thousands of people in and around us on the Lincoln Center Plaza, there was a palpable sense of community, especially when we all lifted our voices in harmony to declare our power to choose. That moment, says composer David Lang, was thrilling.
After all of this chaos, when people come out and sing in unison what we believe, it actually was very powerful.
And singing in the public domain turned out to be a powerful choice for me, too. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.